Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey, Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. Got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we have on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in, Javane came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And, he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me on, I think it was on a Thursday, and we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to two, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy, and, you know, I take care of my people. One-on-one, I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555, Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help, and that's why I love using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, what's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Hanging out with you and you. Don't think I forgot about you. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Oh, yeah, let's do this. You ready?
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire. It's so polluted that all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost 3 times a year. This guy has at least 2 DUIs. The flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die. Our economy's based on LeBron James. Buy a house for the price of a VCR. Our main export is crippling depression is art. It could be worse though, at least we're not Detroit. We're not Detroit.
Alright, I see this here from ESPN.com. Sources. Running back Kareem Hunt request trade, but Cleveland Browns decline. Yeah, when you have a groper, a dude that grabs 23 of 24 women he was proven of touching, and there's probably many more women that aren't coming forward. Yeah, when that's your quarterback and you get rid of, okay, Baker Mayfield, that was decent enough, you're going to have players that want to leave. You're going to have players that are going to want to get the hell out of there. And frankly, I'm not trying to be a shock jock, but everybody wants to get out of Cleveland. Even people that love Cleveland, they don't even want to be there. Running back Kareem Hunt, who is seeking a contract extension, has asked for a trade from the Cleveland Browns, but the team has privately declined that request, sources confirmed to ESPN. Kareem Hunt, who is in the final year of his 2-year, $12 million deal, has missed team drills the last 2 practices and told the Browns he will not participate until they give him more money. Yeah. It sounds like a good time, you know. You can be as rich as you want and as Cleveland famous as you want, but you're in Cleveland at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Also, it's not like Kareem Hunt's a good person. It's not like he's someone you want to hang out with. It's not like somebody you really would consider to be a good friend. So what I'm saying is he should be happy that he's making that $12 million. Now, I get he's a really scrappy running back who gets hit in the head a lot, so he probably has early CTE. So I get it that he doesn't want to play in Cleveland, and nothing would be worse than having CTE in Cleveland. It just sounds like a sentence you don't want to do. It sounds like something that really wouldn't be good. He's the same man in 2018 that kicked a woman in the head in a hotel. Yeah, it's a good guy, and he got kicked off of the Chiefs. Yeah, it's called karma. It's what happens when you treat people badly. It may work in the moment, treating people badly. It may seem like an idea that won't go away, like a concept that you can get away with forever and ever and ever. Amen. Not at all. But it will come back to bite you at some point. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, only about 5 weeks until the regular NFL season begins. I am not saying I do not identify the preseason and the Hall of Fame game and all of that. But let me tell you, I don't know. It's not my thing. It's not like someone to go, oh, yeah, I want to watch the preseason. If you have a life and other things to do, football's cool, but it ain't all that. Being 6 feet above the ground's pretty cool. But I'm excited for the NFL season nonetheless. I'm going to be very much paying attention to see how Todd Bowles does as a coach, because we got Tom Brady, who like retired for 2 weeks and was like, I don't really feel like being a dad anymore. And you, it's just a joke. And then you have Todd Bowles becoming the new coach, and alleged rumors was that Brady didn't like Bruce Arians, which, whoa, hard to believe. Bruce Arians seemed like such a likable guy. Good coach, but I'm just saying. So it's just kind of like, we'll see what happens with Todd Bowles. He wasn't very good with the Jets, and I get he has Tom Brady, but nonetheless, you have a little bit of the sloppy seconds of the Jets. I get that Todd Bowles was a good defensive coordinator and much, much more. I get that. I am just saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, don't know why I keep saying that. The Todd Bowles was the coach of the Jets. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, that's like having an STD. It's like having HPV. Like, you can survive and live and have a happy life and get an occasional wart, but it's never going to go away. And that occasional wart is the memory of having to play or coach for the Jets. It just seems traumatic. It just seems like you're living the life. You're getting your head crushed in for millions of dollars. It's what everybody dreams of. But then you look around and you go, I'm playing for the New York Jets. And that has to be humbling to the core when you realize that you got a quarterback that's pretty cool, that's hooking up with middle-aged women. That's cool. You make the tabloids. All their quarterbacks were always like kind of skinky. Sam Darnold got mono. Mark Sanchez was a bizarre character. Oh, and then Geno Smith likes to make a rain in the club. So what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is let's see what Todd Bowles does. I want Todd Bowles to do good. I'm rooting for Todd Bowles. But this next headline here, I didn't really see this coming.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have split.
Whoa. I actually didn't see this coming. I thought they'd be forever and ever. Not sure. I thought they were just going to be together forever and everything would be wonderful. Not sure. Here's what I'm saying. It makes you wonder what is wrong with Pete Davidson. Like, yeah, we see the likable maniac on SNL and in all the movies he's good at. And if you don't like Pete Davidson and you don't think he's talented, if any other dude made the movies or said the jokes he said, you would find him funny. But a lot of people project their insecurities onto Pete Davidson because he's weird looking and gets hot chicks, and you don't. Just saying, he's a very talented guy. But it makes you wonder what it's like dating him. I mean, it's not like he goes through 2-year relationships. It's like 9 months here, 6 months here. I wonder if he gets too comfortable and then his true insanity comes out. Because they were just getting along. I know that Pete Davidson was making movies down in Sydney, down under, and Kim would rather him be down under there, but he's on the other side of the globe. I get it. I get that it hurt the relationship, but this happened fast, man. It makes you wonder if Kim and Kanye are going to get back together.
After 9 months of dating.
Now, are you going to kiss me or not?
I sure am, Jasmine.
Oh, yeah, there's the SNL skit when he was Aladdin and she was Jasmine. Oh, yeah, I knew they were banging then. The way he kissed her and her boobs were looking all nice, that sounded very sexual. Her cleavage was looking very delightful. Yeah, you kind of went, okay, they're banging, no big deal, who cares, but they're definitely banging.
The pair's romance kicked off with a kiss last fall when Kim hosted Saturday Night Live. And while they kept things under wraps for a bit, the lovey-dovey social media content eventually surfaced.
Yeah, it's only so long you can hide having a new girlfriend, especially when she's hot. Tell me, I know about that. I don't know about dating Kim Kardashian. I don't know what that's like, but having a hot girlfriend, at some point you're like, I want to let the whole world know. And then you have to remind yourself that you have to keep your significant other private.
As did the public appearances.
Who are you texting, Kim? Does his name rhyme with feet?
Oh, they're really hilarious. Over at the Kardashian household.
And we got a peek inside their relationship on Kim's new reality show, The Kardashians.
I get it's a new show, but it's just a spinoff of Keeping Up on E! For people that don't know that are listening the first time, their show was on E! Network for like 18, it says like 36 seasons, but it's because they made like 2 each season. It's kind of like that dancing show on ABC that I won't give the time of day because they got rid of Tom Bergeron, where they go, oh, he's been on for 40 seasons. It's like, oh, well, you do like 3 a year. It's the same thing with the Kardashians. They did like 16 seasons from 07 to like 2021. Why do I know more about this and what's going on in my country? Because my country doesn't care about me, but the Kardashians do. They made me a sex tape that was very average. But this isn't her new show. This is just a continuation. All they did was get rid of the word keeping up, and they just kept the word the Kardashians. It wasn't like they're like doing a sitcom or anything.
Pete has got to be literally the best human being I've ever met.
Like, but after 9 months, I'm sick of it.
The best heart. Mm. People always say like, oh, he's so funny, and it's like has to do with how funny he is. That's like 4th on my list of why I like him.
Oh, that's not good.
Season 2 premieres this fall and is expected to show more of their time as a couple.
That's going to cause him trauma.
Babe?
Yeah?
Do you want to shower with me really quick?
Shower with me?
It's him. Man, why do they have to break up? It's got to be Pete, man.
What's your favorite thing about him?
His big schlong.
He's just super genuine.
Oh, not
and
that.
And it's just really fun to just hang out and do nothing.
I don't really think he was really hitting it off with the family. I don't think they like the fact that he's got a good mother who probably taught him how to not say too much to the Kardashians. And Kris Kardashian was probably trying to eat him up. That's why I said eat him up, you dirty minds. And, you know, she was trying to get him to, like, misbehave and that. And he was like, no.
And watch TV and just do nothing.
Yeah, it sounds about right. If you ever want to hear the most insecure, how do I word this? Self-centered, self-conscious, egomaniacs, talk to any semi-famous comedian and ask them about Pete Davidson, and all their insecurities get poured out into the jealousy of that man.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area, Rich Keeley. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Sign up at richkbarber.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole 2 towns over, Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Forget about pornography. The sound of the NBA. Yeah. How does this not turn you on? Well, I suppose if you're not a sports fan, it really wouldn't. It'd be like me watching Lord of the Rings being like, why am I not turned on? Oh, yeah. Go to Pornhub all you want. This is what turns me on. All right. Will beginning of training camp be a soft deadline for Lakers to trade Westbrook? Oh, Russell Westbrook. One of the most bizarre, uniquely talented all-time greats. He's like if Allen Iverson could just windmill dunks and get triple-doubles. Very selfish. Looks out for himself. But better than we'll ever be. And we'll make it into the Hall of Fame. But it's not like Russell Westbrook's gonna, like, you know, take over the world anymore. He had his chance. Been on like 9 teams. If Russell Westbrook is a member of the Lakers come late September, the team's media day and pretty much every day that follows will be a circus. There will be intense media spotlight on him. A franchise that dealt with the drama of Shaq and Kobe. Well, that's not trying to be a dick. But the beef between Shaq and Kobe wasn't the only issue with Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe. I liked him. I watched him. He's my favorite. But it wasn't like their rift was the only thing. No, never mind. Let's forget about the past. I'm just saying. Here's a quote from some people that have inside sources. There will come a time in which the Lakers have to decide if they're willing to continue to play hardball and risk missing their window to trade Westbrook. There is a sense among some that training camp is a soft deadline to move Westbrook. If he's on the team in late September, there will be a massive off-court circus with the media asking about his future, his relationship with James and the organization. I feel like it's a little scripted in a way that they want this to happen. You could easily have them get into the same room. That's what was so good about Phil Jackson, was the fact that he brought Zen to the team and got egos to get along. Now, hopefully this new coach of the Lakers is able to bring in something. Well, let's be real here. It wasn't like Frank Vogel did anything. Hell, the coach of the Miami Heat, Eric Spo, he did more coaching LeBron than Frank Vogel did. Now, everybody now, every day goes, oh, NBA players are soft. Well, kind of. Not really. They're just not tough. They're not like 90s tough. And I love when people are like, hey, can we have the Warriors 72-10 record? Or, yeah, can we have that versus the Chicago Bulls? It's never going to happen. Michael Jordan's almost out of his 50s, and the Warriors were like 2 years old when that happened. You know what I mean? Like, it's getting old, this whole let's compare eras. But there are some moments in time that you hear about players from the 90s, and you go, wow, maybe they were a little crazier. Maybe they were a little more edgier. A little more unpolished than today's NBA players. So this was on the No Chill with Gilbert Arenas podcast. 13-year NBA veteran Vernon Maxwell retold the time of a wild halftime fight between him and Hall of Fame Hakeem Olajuwon. So this seems like back in the day that all these role players were not afraid to like go head-to-head with the main players, unless your name was Michael Jordan, then you kissed his ass. So here's what Vernon said during the fight. I said, "God damn, this mother effer slapped the S out of me. This mother effer hit me so hard, man, knocked me out the chair. I jumped up, grabbed my chair, and threw it at that mother effer, broke the glass in the locker room. Everybody running out, police came in with the guns drawn, like, what the hell going on in here? I was like, damn, they got the guns on me at a professional halftime." Now listen. I'm not defending it, blah, 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 da, da, da. But, like, the cops need to, like, chill, man. All cops need to chill. Maxwell said the vibe changed him, and it made him look at life differently. And he said that Hakeem Olajuwon converted to a Muslim after. After that, he became Muslim. He was so quiet, so humble. He wanted me to become Muslim. I couldn't do it, but he was a great teammate. Yeah, I'm sure, and this is for all religion, I'm sure he was like, hey, I found a new meaning, man. I think you should become religious with me. And you're like, like, I don't mind religious people at all. Whatever the hell needs to help you get through life, that's fine. But don't push it on me. I'm just saying. I see this here from Pro Basketball Talk by Kurt Heelan. Donovan Mitchell trade update. Nothing imminent. Jazz would carry him into season. Yeah, I mean, this is what's fun about the NBA. People get annoyed by all the big-time players asking for trades all the time, but it kind of makes it dramatic because then you see them really ball out during the regular season because they want to get traded, or you see them not try at all, like James Harden. But actually, I don't think it was the concept of a trade concept that made James Harden not try. It's just he never wants to try. James Harden is that guy that's happy to be in the league and just wants to go to the club.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
I mean, who wouldn't want to go to the club? Tell me about it, man. I love going to the club and paying $18 for two shots. Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. He is in St. Petersburg, and he's got classes Monday through Saturday. He's got classes for women's self-defense. He's got classes for kids. He's got classes for aspiring and professional MMA fighters. And he's got classes for the hardworking average Joe like me and you. So you go to AmirAcademy.com, and you tell him I sent you, and you will see me there punching that bag, taking out my aggression.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856 49 Hobby. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me. At Ryan Hobby Radio. You can always email me, RyanHobbyRadio@gmail.com. And I'm on Snapchat, all social media, at Ryan Hobby Radio, Hoppy in the Morning, Hoppy Hour Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Oh, yeah, and let me tell you about the best top 40 radio around, Z Radio Live. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com and on Odyssey and TuneIn under Z Radio Live. And we are featured on the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. And you can listen to us on every single major platform by searching Hoppy Radio on Mixcloud, TuneIn, Odyssey, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, all of the platforms, man. All you got to do is search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. And then you'll have the greatest time of all time. When you listen to Hoppy Hour, which you're currently doing right now, I bet you're having the best time of all time. You know what I'm saying? I want to let you know, too, that you can vote for Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy as best local podcast in Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Newport Richey. And you can vote me best radio personality in Tampa. All the info, cltampa.com. It's going to be a good time for all the info on the Creative Loafing, the best local publication around in America. It's definitely up there with Red Eye in Chicago. cltampa.com. Britney Spears shares romantic and funny tribute to love of her life, Sam. I just pray we don't kill each other before the end of the year. I think that is a legitimate thing that everybody's actually concerned about. My husband, I love building a life with you. You're the love of my life. The toxic hip maker gushed in. See, everybody does that. And then you wonder why Britney Spears is always having crises. She has 100 songs that you could go by the Oops, I Did It Again singer. And it's always the toxic singer. Yes, I know Britney Spears is actually toxic. But it's that, oh, we care about Britney by reporting about her. Like, I know they're allowed to say she's the toxic singer. But it's just not cool, man. It's just not cool at all. Then I saw this headline here, and let me tell you, I don't even know where to begin. You can always take the white trash out of the trailer park, but you can never take the white trash out of the person. And that is responding to K-Fed, everyone's favorite hacky, untalented garbage rapper that lived off his wife and is now riffing into her. Britney Spears responds to K-Fed's claims about their sons. Britney Spears is responding to recent claims made by her ex-husband, Kevin Federline. On Saturday, August 6th, comments were made by the talentless piece of garbage rapper known as K-Fed on his ex-wife and her relationship with their sons. He said, the boys have decided they are not seeing her right now. It's been a few months since they've seen her. They made the decision not to go to the wedding. They have two sons who are 16 and 15. Makes me feel old. Jaden and Sean. The 44-year-old former dancer later added, this whole thing has been hard to watch, hard to live through, hard to watch my boys go through than anything else. Oh, shut the F up. If you really cared about your boys and you were really looking out for them, you wouldn't talk about this publicly. But you're a loser, K-Fed. They didn't even refer to you as the rapper or artist because technically you were because you tried to release music while your wife was going crazy for clout and it didn't really work. I remember you being at the People's Choice Awards and you were a loser. Everybody made fun of you. So no wonder they're going to refer to you as the backup dancer. Nobody, and I'm telling you, nobody, and if they did, they were brain dead. Nobody ever went, oh my God, I am such a huge fan of K-Fed. Just saying, no one went, oh man, we are in the club right now. Let's put on some K-Fed.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. Put on that rock and roll song. He's so talented.
Loser.
Just saying. Here's what he said. It's been tough. It's been tough. It's the most challenging thing I've ever had to do in my life. Oh, what? Be a parent? Oh, yeah. I'm sure that was a little harder. Being a parent sort of full time is a little harder than banging side chicks and pretending to care about Britney for clout. That seemed pretty easy, K-Fed. Knocking her up, having sex with her. Yeah, it seemed pretty easy. But being a parent and actually a role model, not so easy. Here is what Brittany wrote. It saddens me to hear that my ex-husband has decided to discuss the relationship between me and my children. As we all know, raising teenage boys is never easy for anyone. It concerns me the fact that the reason is based on my IG. It was long before IG. I gave them everything. Only one word, hurtful. I'll say it. My mother told me, you can give them to their dad. I'm sharing this because I can say, have a good day, folks. See, Brittany's not really helping her claim. You know, Brittany's not really helping her cause. Just don't respond. She's like Zach Wilson's mom, only Zach Wilson's mom doesn't have talent. She does look better for her age, though. Britney Spears' husband, Sam Asghari, also shared his thoughts on the matter. There is no validity to this regarding the kids distancing themselves, and it is irresponsible to make this statement publicly. The kids are very smart and will be 18 soon to make their own decisions and realize the tough part was having a father who hasn't worked much in over 15 years as a role model. It's a pretty good point. K-Fed is literally the definition of a deadbeat. Here's what Sam Asghari goes on to say. Kevin's gravy train will end soon, which probably explains the timing of these hurtful things. I do not know him personally and have nothing against him aside him choosing to vilify my wife. And we are Eskimo brothers. His character is revealed by approval of the cruel 13-year conservatorship, and his loyalty to Jamie indicates his approval at time of its conception as well. You can say whatever the hell you want about Britney, but if you want to hang out with Britney's family, man, you are just a loser. You are just not somebody I want to be around. And then there was that recent report that Britney Spears just went to a bar for the first time. And you're like, man, I'm sorry you didn't get to live the life you wanted, Britney. I am very sorry. You deserve a better. So Teresa Guidici's ex, so she's the one, she's the Real Housewife, the really crazy one. Let me see what show she's on. The Real Housewives of New Jersey. She looks like she's 42 years old and looks like she's 58 with all that tanning. So Teresa and her husband, Louis, are scheduled to walk down the aisle this weekend. So this was from 24 hours ago, so they're already married. But some behind-the-scenes drama has already overshadowed the big day. Joe Guidici, I don't know how to say it, the ex-husband of the bride-to-be, also 50, said he wishes the duo well before cracking a joke about his former in-laws. He said, I dealt with that thorn in my life for 20 years. Unfortunately, they always come around. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you were so lovely to be around, you muscle-headed idiot from New York. Oh, I'm sure at Christmas and Thanksgiving, you were just such a delight, and everybody was like, oh, my God, Joe's here. Yay. We love when Joe's here. Oh, you guys are such good people. 856-49 Hoppy. Oh, I'm sure they're just, that second marriage is going to go on forever and ever. Because even though it was kind of immature to go out there and talk bad about the in-laws, I'm pretty sure there was something to it. So here is the type of marriage that Joe and Teresa had. I will always tell you that I don't think going on reality shows is really good for relationships.
You're disappointing our family.
Yeah. I am.
Yes, you Same should stick on you. With your sister.
I'm not sticking with scum like you.
That wasn't right.
I don't care. She's scum. And I'm going to call you scum.
You know what? I'm out of here.
That's right. Leave.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now. One day, it's going to happen. It's going to get me f***ing bad. I'm going to f***ing flip, and you know me.
Joe.
That sounds like a healthy marriage. All this going on.
Your sister.
I'm not sticking with scum like you.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't right.
You should all look yourself in the mirror and realize you're all equally scum.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ryan, how is your day going?
I am.
Yes, you
Same
should stick
you.
With your sister.
I'm not sticking with scum like you.
I'm not scum.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment is brought to you by WestChaseprinting.com. They got the best cups, banners, whatever the hell you need printed up, man. You can go there and they will hook you up. WestchasePrinting.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
It's time to turn Hoppy on RyanHoppyRadio.com. He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh man, someone is mad. And this next headline, the person I'm going to tell you is mad, it's not somebody you want to have mad. And that is Mike Tyson. He slams unauthorized new Hulu series about his life and says someone should get fired after it was created without his consent. As boxing legend appears to be ready for his legal battle. He alleges that Hulu proceeded without offering him a dollar. Yeah, I can't really imagine like a Mike Tyson fictional kind of real show. I haven't watched that Lakers Time show yet, but I know Jerry West, the one on Hulu about Magic Johnson being a slut in the 80s, something that we kind of overlook. Yeah, I know Jerry West was not really a big fan of that. And I feel like it's the same vibe with Mike Tyson. It's a little bit of a cartoon. Like, it's not completely accurate, but where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's a lot of things about Mike Tyson that we just kind of sweep under the rug. Speaking of somebody that has demons and gets swept under the rug, Alec Baldwin, that raging asshole. End quote. What about the people she almost killed? Alec Baldwin and Rosanna Arquette are slammed for sending messages of support to brave Anne Heck after she drunkenly slammed into LA House at 100 miles per hour. Whoa! You're telling me that the rich and elite will always defend the rich and elite and think that them committing a crime is not a big deal? Breaking news! Whoa! You're telling me that not Mike Tyson. We're moved on to that. You're telling me that Alec Baldwin is a scumbag who only defeats and only defends his own? He literally defeats his own because he accidentally kills coworkers, and then he defends his own by, you know, always defending the rich and elite. I mean, I know this is breaking news that is coming into Hoppy Hour right now.
This is CNN breaking news.
But Alec Baldwin can burn in hell. Problem is, hell would have to be real first. And I just don't know if that's plausible. All right. Embattled actor Alec Baldwin put a video on IG on Saturday asking for his fans to send their love and support to Anne Heck. What about the family that doesn't have a mom anymore because you don't know how to properly hold a gun, dummy? He called the 53-year-old actress an incredibly talented woman. Oh, that's good too. A lot of people are incredibly talented and also bad people. Peter Facinelli, Heck's co-worker in the 2021 13-minute movie, says praying for you and your beautiful family. I bet if they had a time spent, you know, like how in radio you can find out how long people are listening to shows and that's what causes ratings. I bet if you had a time spent watching for the movie 13 minutes, it probably got about 11 minutes. I didn't really hear anybody last year go, oh yeah, you got to see 13 minutes. It's great. Hex X, Big Little Lies actor James Tupper said him and his son were hoping for a speedy recovery. That's good. I'm so glad. The rich and elite always win. And it's infuriating. It really, really is. I think the one plus about dying is that since we all die, these rich and elite a-holes have to deal with that. Like, could you imagine if you could pay your way out of death, then you would literally... I don't even know. Hi, Alec.
Hey, I just wanted to
say burn in hell.
Send out my best wishes and all my love to Anne Heche.
Oh, it's Hash, not Heck. Oh, what the heck?
Anne is an old pal of mine, and
sounds like a creepy thing. Ah, you're a pal of Alec Baldwin. Oh, jeez. Hey, I'm Alec Baldwin's friend. Don't bring any guns. Dummy.
I did a movie with her, a very 90s thriller called The Juror with...
Oh, yeah, we're all a fan of it. Hey, everybody, you see The Juror? So good. Saying, oh, yeah, we love The Juror.
Demi Moore was the star of the film. And,
yeah. If you got to tell us who was in it, we didn't see it, and we don't care, bud.
Jimmy Gandolfini had a small part in the film.
Oh, that's cool.
Matt Craven was in the film.
Oh, that's cool. People almost died, but hey, at least you're talking about the IMDb page of yourself. Woo! What a sociopath.
Shut up!
Joseph Gordon-Levitt played Demi's son when he was very...
Oh, that's good, man. That is so good that you're telling us the list about a movie and the list of actors in it. We really needed this.
Very young. That was how long ago this was.
Yeah. How long ago you really mattered. Like, you matter and you're famous, but, like, Alec Baldwin's good and what he does good. So 30 Rock was good. Beetlejuice was solid, but like when you made him into like the main dude, like look up the movie The Shadow. It's based on an old time radio show. Look up his movie The Shadow and you go, that's why. I'm not saying he didn't have his big moment, but like kind of makes you go, oh, you didn't ever really get to be the main superhero because you're not really able to act and show emotion. And that all goes back to him being a sociopath. A sociopath will always have a hard time showing emotion. Speaking of sociopaths, Alex Jones.
Texas jury began today continuing deliberations on how much conspiracy theorist Alex Jones will be ordered to pay for defense.
So we will find out in the second video, but this is about his ex-wife. She has some opinions on him, which I would assume. Alex Jones is very easy to gather opinions about. He's not exactly likable.
Claiming the parents of one of the children killed nearly 10 years ago in Sandy Hook. But Jones' ex-wife reached her verdict a long time ago.
It's not really nearly 10 years. It's crazy to think. It's like 10 years ago. You know, like, oh, we're off by 4 months. Just call it 10 years and just make me feel old.
She's been battling him over child custody and other issues. And in this exclusive interview with Stephen Fabian, she makes it clear what she thinks about her ex.
She knows Alex Jones better than just about anyone.
Alex is truly mentally ill. Like, he's very, like, to me, he should be protected from himself and others.
Wow. I'm not disagreeing or agreeing, but you're literally listening from the ex. Like, take it with a grain of salt, but take most of the salt, you know?
Kelly Jones was married to the notorious conspiracy theorist for 8 years.
He doesn't have any moral compass. He lives in his own universe.
Like most radio people.
And he's a very, in my opinion, delusional man.
She watched as Jones seemed to be caught in a lie at his defamation trial yesterday in Austin when he falsely testified he had never sent a single text about the Sandy Hook school massacre.
Your attorney's messed up.
The best part is he's so used to lying to his audience that when you lie in court, it's not a good decision.
Didn't an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years.
I told you the truth. This is your Perry Mason moment.
I think we definitely saw him getting caught committing aggravated perjury.
She loves this. Just make your child's father look even worse. She wants her payday. She wants her attention. Who's ever gone, oh my God, I love Alex Jones' wife? Like, people like Howard's wife, Beth. You know what I mean? Like, if you really, like, Don Imus' wife, Deirdre is a unique character. Opie and Anthony kept their wives private. You know, like, some people keep it private, but if you really want attention, create something.
Now talk that Alex Jones may face criminal charges.
This sure does seem to fit the definition of perjury.
I think
it's all part of the frogs, though.
You saw somebody really having a what we call in Texas a come to Jesus moment.
man, if coming to Jesus is hanging out with you, no thank you. You know, in that household, he was whipped as hell. Alex Jones is probably overcompensating because he thinks he needs Magnum condoms, and he does not. But her? Hanging out with her all day? Here in Texas, we don't want women to have rights. Ah, good for you, dummy. You married him. You're the one that fell for his crap. Don't act like it wasn't bad when he was making money. We didn't see you really leaving him when he was saying it until later on. In the prime of Alex Jones making millions, we saw you by his side. Shut up.
Or whatever you want to call it. And I think that the cat's out of the bag, and a lot of people are going to be interested in that information.
Yeah, if there was a cat that came out of the bag literally at her house, she'd be like, the cat would be like, please, bring me somewhere else. I don't want to be adopted by Alex Jones's hack, miserable ex-wife.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
And now we find out about Alex Jones's punitive damages.
To the $45 million in punitive damages, a jury says conspiracy theorist Alex Jones needs to pay the parents of a child who died in the Sandy Hook massacre.
Yeah.
ABC's M. Nguyen is in Washington with a story. M, good morning.
Hell yeah, M, let's go.
Good morning, Whit. This marks the first time the firebrand host has been found financially responsible for spreading lies about the country's deadliest school shooting.
Yeah!
This morning, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones paying for his lies.
Members of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
A Texas jury ordered the InfoWars founder to pay $45.2 million to the family of Jesse Lewis.
I am wondering to you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as I type it in, what Alex Jones's net worth is. Now, make a quick guess. All right. You just guessed. His net worth. He has $40 million. Some articles are saying between $135 to $270 million. But either way, that's going to take a little bit out of his... wallet. That's going to hurt him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like if you have $100 and you get a $50 speeding ticket, like, you're okay, but it hurts the wallet. That's what happened to Alex.
Of the 20 first graders and six staff gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary, a massacre Jones repeatedly had called a hoax. It comes a day.
Like, it's okay to rip into the president or whatever and say they're a hoax or whatever, because some of what he said about Jeffrey Epp and all of them was correct. But then it's like, why are you exploiting dead kids, bruh?
After the jury awarded $4.1 million to Jesse's parents for mental anguish.
It's got to be weird getting like $4 million, but your kid's been dead for 10 years. Like, I'd rather have the kid. You know, Alex is a repulsive person.
Bringing the total damages to $49.3 million.
You don't understand, and I don't think you will understand, unless there's some form of punishment that is significant that would make you understand that this is real.
For years, Jones claimed the deadliest school shooting in U.S. history was staged by the government to crack down on guns, even calling the victims' parents crisis actors.
That was just when he got out of hand. Like, he was annoying before. Him and Mancow would do clips together, and you literally could not tell Mancow and Alex Jones apart. It was like a vortex. All you needed was other radio DJs who sound like them. Yeesh. Yeesh. And then all of a sudden, you would have just had the fake radio voice. Let me play this for you. Tell me what you think about this. Here we go. We got Man Cow. Actually, I'll find it later. I have this right here. I have when Alex Jones and Eric Andre clashed. This was at the RNC in Cleveland back in 2016. Eric Andre is from Adult Swim. He's a very funny guy. Oh, he's hilarious.
Just bring the agitator on in here. Bring him on in here. Yeah. Hold on. Now, let's all try to fight, guys. Hey, man, how you doing? What's your name?
They keep pushing me, but I just wanted to...
sign up for the open.
Oh, no. The Democrats are never violent, like the Black Lives Matter events and attacking the Trump people.
I'm not a Democrat either. I'm a nihilist.
I know. But the Daily Show's not a Pentagon weapon program.
I'm not on the Daily Show. I'm on MySpace.
Okay, well, that's good. But listen, I mean, you seem like you're upset.
I want you to have sex with my wife.
So just trying to be shocking.
No, not at all. I really, here's my hotel key. I want you to have sex with my wife.
Sir, we're, I know you're trying to be shocking right now.
I'm super into Trump. I'm Trump all day, baby. Right, Trump, baby!
All right. Now, you have been up here at the front of the deal, kind of pumping in, folks.
Why does my pee-pee come out yellow?
Oh, now I know why folks want to matter. This is an agitator who doesn't want to actually even have speech. He wants to shut down our speech. That's his job. No. You want me to have... Well, we have children.
You can't melt steel.
We have
the bombs in Tower 7.
Well, I've exposed all that.
I'm with you.
All right.
Well, I'm on your side.
Well, you said something legitimate.
You're looking for...
That is the most Cleveland thing of all time. And now here's Alex Johnson, Manco. Sound alike. It's insane. Two guys right here.
Alex Jones joins us. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Manco. It's good to be here with you.
Yes, this is Rover. Yes, this is Bubba. I mean, you have all those idiots in the room.
Alex Jones joins us. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Manco. It's good to be here with you.
Okay, so...
I mean, is it Manco talking to himself?
Alex Jones joins us. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Manco. It's good to be here with you.
Yay, we got a conspiracy voice.
Okay, so... Yeah, why don't you quit? I mean, I don't want you to quit. I like living in a world where we have, you know, all kinds of people talking. I'm a free speech guy. I got a free speech tattoo.
All right, we got it, Manco. Love you. Love your show, bro. Google that.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
One more time. I just love this. These two guys sound alike.
Alex Jones joins us. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Manco. It's good to be here with you.
Ryan Hoppy joins Ryan Jalopy. What's up, Ryan? What's up, Ryan?
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by DBInfusions.com, the best CBD, the best Delta 8, and more. Also been brought to you by, God, who could this be brought to you by? BZBusiness.com, BZBEZNESS. A dot to the com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Wow! Happy Hot Topic!
Nice. This teacher seemed to have it all. Respected by her peers.
Yes.
Beloved by students.
Yeah, she was.
Welcome to week two of our online learning.
But now, Marka Bodine has just pleaded guilty to sexually abusing a 13-year-old student.
And guess how long she got in jail? Think about it. Real quick, imagine how much time she got in jail, and then close your eyes unless you're driving, and then imagine how much time a guy would get.
32-year-old teacher preyed on the student for 3 years, sending him explicit photos, videos, and texts.
Daddy issues!
Cops say she and the boy even had sex in her classroom.
Ay, gross.
And her car.
Now there's controversy over what some see as an incredibly light sentence. Prosecutors asked for a prison term of as much as 40 years, but on sentencing day this week, all the teacher got was 60 days.
Makes sense, you know, whatever. If a man did that, he'd get 12 years.
Really upsetting.
Jennifer Kratky's daughter was in Bodine's social studies class at the Tomball Intermediate School outside.
And there were probably weird moments that, like, the kid would sit in the front, she'd start, like, touching his hand, and
Houston.
To find out that she was only given 60 days, it's unbelievable.
She'll get let out after 20 days. She'll get to work in there and everything will be fine.
We are back now on GMA with kids heading back to school as soon as this month. Parents worrying if their child's class will be overcrowded as school districts across the country struggle with a teacher shortage.
Whoa, it's like when you underpay them, barely pay them $40,000 and don't really give them good security in case of shootings, and then a lot of your teachers are hooking up with kids. You're telling me that teachers would resign? Whoa!
Washington Post headline calling that shortage catastrophic. ABC's M. Nguyen has more.
I don't really care, but God bless the teachers out there. You're all heroes.
Jennifer Garner is speaking out against Botox and filler.
This is a breath of fresh air.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're so brave, Jennifer Garner. You're a real inspiration.
As the actress bucks Hollywood trends to speak out in support of aging gracefully, her candid confessions come from a new interview with Harper's Bazaar, with Jen sharing the beauty wisdom she plans to pass down to teen daughters Violet and Serafina.
They're funny and smart, and, you know, I think they're awesome.
The 50-year-old says, quote, "My beauty advice is always the same. Look in the mirror less, obsess less, and look at the rest of the world to see what you could be using your time for instead."
And you know that Ben Affleck was looking in the mirror more, obsessing more, and was not using his time well.
She adds, "We all look at our faces more than people used to, and it doesn't do you any good. Quote, you obsess over changes or how to fix something on your face."
Yeah, I feel bad for people that have like body dysmorphia. I'm like, I got a little bit of a beer gut and I work out. I don't really care. His body ain't going to be here forever.
Jennifer goes on to warn against the use of Botox.
Oh, you're a real superhero. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Teresa Giudice is a married woman. The Real Housewives star tied the knot with fiancé Luis Ruelas in a lavish wedding on Saturday, Access Hollywood has learned.
No, Daily Mail learned first.
Teresa and her groom exchanged vows in front of a reported 220 guests.
That's a lot of people. It's a lot of daddy issues. Oh, yeah.
Park Chateau Estate and Gardens in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where her four daughters are said to have served as bridesmaids.
I bet there was almost no sex going on after the party because they're Italian and they're rich, so they probably had catering on catering. Everyone's like, they're at their hotel room, like, oh, I ate too much lasagna.
Pal Jill Zarin posted photos of the ceremony on Instagram, showing the bride in a classic white mermaid cut gown that featured a sweetheart neckline and elbow-length sheer gloves. She topped her look with a tiara, veil, and dramatic hair.
Oh, that's cool. She's really putting herself out there. She's really going out there and just doing her thing. All right, what's going on with Khloe?
Khloe Kardashian is a newly single mom of two.
Oh, yeah.
The Good American co-founder and the private equity investor she was dating have broken up, according to multiple reports.
It's got to be tiring dating the Kardashians because once you meet the family, then it's over. I feel like when you date them one-on-one and Chris doesn't know who you are, it's probably fun. But then when you have to start getting into the family, you're like, no, thank you.
A source tells E! News that the romance, quote, slowly fizzled out over the last few weeks and the pair is no longer involved. The mystery man's identity was never made public.
Good for him, man. Good for him.
Willow Smith is addressing Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at this year's Academy Awards and all that's transpired since. In a new interview with Billboard, the Hover Like a Goddess songstress weighed in on the fallout from her dad's actions on the Oscars stage.
That was a big deal.
Saying that the public frenzy surrounding the incident didn't, quote, rock me as much as my own internal demons. She.
Oh, man. Having Will Smith and Jada as your parents would probably bring out demons, to be real.
He added, I see my whole family as being human, and I love and accept them for all their humanness. Because.
No, your mom's pretty much a robot.
Of the position that we're in, our humanness sometimes isn't accepted. And we're expected to act in a way that isn't conducive to a healthy human life and isn't conducive to being honest.
Man, she's really smart. She didn't get it from her parents, so. What's going on with Rosie O'Donnell?
These comments about how Rosie kept my life normal. No offense, Mom. No, that never happened.
Vi, what do you mean I didn't do anything normal? I did normal things. I'm normal.
Are you, Rosie? If you have to tell us you're normal, you're not.
I'm totally normal.
No, you're not.
Jeez, Viv.
You're a legend, though. I mean, your daytime show was great when I was home from kindergarten after a half a day. And then, what else? Where else would we watch? Oh, yeah, she was on The View.
I'm going to tell some secrets about you.
Rosie O'Donnell jokingly claps back at her own daughter, Vivian, for...
I don't think that was jokingly.
...saying she didn't have a normal upbringing.
She just, was really, like, didn't inform us for really anything.
Yeah, and it all unfolded on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, let's have our family drama on social media.
Let's go back to the beginning. It's all a response to fans reacting to a video the 19-year-old made where she talked about a mysterious woman who used to come to her birthday parties.
So yeah, this beautiful lady, Mo, would always come to our house.
And her and my mom would hang out for 20 minutes up on the second floor.
And come to all of our birthday parties.
Yeah.
And bring our kids over for little play dates and stuff.
Okay.
And...
Sounds normal.
I just never had any idea who the f*** she was. One night...
Oh, wow. You don't know who your mom's friends are when you're 7 years old and you're just trying to grasp people? Oh, no. This better get good.
I was watching TV with Ro, and we were probably watching like an award show or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's Mo getting an award. And then I'm like, wait, Mo is Madonna?
Yeah, Madonna. No biggie. She's Rosie's longtime friend and a League of Their Own co-star.
Oh, okay. That does suck as a childhood. You have to hang out with Madonna. And then here's Rosie. She's all over TikTok. It's bizarre. I kind of like it, but it's weird. Here is her talking about Elizabeth Hasselbeck returning to The View.
Prepared myself. I got ready to watch Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View.
Yeah. To feel that
That's
way.
That's why I brought this towel.
It's great.
For all of you.
Listen.
I hate that bitch.
It's strange.
Wow, time has made you really boring.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell reviews Elizabeth Hasselbeck's return to The View, and well...
It's upsetting.
Safe to say she didn't love her former co-host's one-day stint back at the Hot Topics table.
And I have this posted for the president, which I thought was, even though I did not vote for you, you have my prayers. Because it's a hard time, and we should still be praying for our leaders.
I kind of like that attitude.
Watched it from yesterday.
And you're jealous that you're not being brought back? What is it? Tell me.
And I remembered why I don't want to watch it with her anymore.
Oh, no. She was on TV getting to go on The View, which you can say what you want, but it's on TV. And you're on TikTok living in the past, this past.
You just said our enemies in Iraq.
This is from 2007.
Did Iraq attack us?
No, I'm saying Al-Qaeda.
Okay, did Iraq attack us, Elizabeth?
Iraq did not attack us, Rosie. We've been there before. I'm saying our enemies, Al-Qaeda. Are you hearing that?
I hear it, but where do you want to go, bub?
We're going to... political discussion. Don't interview each other. Just say what you mean. If you're playing a game, okay? If you're playing a game, and I'm going
to
say...
Wow, Joy Behar had to make it about her. They're literally having a good beginning of the fight, and then Joy's like, let me get my two words in.
Political discussion with them. Don't interview each other. Just say what you mean.
She's the worst, man. Like, everybody else is annoying on that show, but she is just, Tuesday.
A game, okay? If you're playing a game and I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to throw to my wide receiver, wide right, okay? Do you do that? I'm going to do it in 2 seconds. What does that do for your enemy?
Well, you know what, Elizabeth? If the enemy are innocent civilians, I don't want to play that.
Let me skip a minute or two in.
I was just opening. People were criticizing you for saying that because it suggested something, okay? So I said, look, take your opportunity now. You have a show right now to tell the world.
I
don't
want to take my
really
opportunity
think.
To tell the world.
Why?
I wanted to know what people like you, but you are my friend since September.
Yes.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, totally. Man, if you're Rosie O'Donnell's friend, that's not really something you're proud of. Just saying. It's not really something you put on your LinkedIn. Oh, yeah. Rosie O'Donnell is my reference. Just saying.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.